Maine Audubon believes that we have a duty to understand the various causes of wildlife decline and work towards resolving them. The breadth of our work includes advocating for clean air and water, protecting sensitive habitats, limiting the impacts of climate change, and much more. Our understanding of bird collisions and how to prevent them has grown considerably in the past decade, and the time is right to act. We believe that Maine should lead by example in its dedication to avian conservation, and LD 670 is a low-cost but highly effective step in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lund. Is there anyone who has any questions for Mr. Lund? Representative Dock?
Thank you, Mr. Lund, for coming in here today, and thank you for your testimony. My question is, you talked about 40,000 to 50,000 birds are being killed in the city of Portland. Is Portland doing anything about that, or?
We are working with the city of Portland now. I have been working with architects and the Portland Society for Architecture for the past year or so to help draft an ordinance potentially to be passed in the city. We haven't finalized it yet, but we're in progress right now. There are about two dozen cities across the country that have passed bird safe ordinances to date. Two states have statewide legislation, and a couple others have proposed legislation. There's proposed federal legislation as well that's very similar to LD 670. And so we're hoping that Portland will join that trend.
Thank you.
Representative Adams?
Just a quick question. I talked to the other representative that was here about the windmill strikes. Is there a report available from the Audubon Society about that? I mean, there were some way back when they were first, but that was a while ago. But I'm not sure if you're with the Audubon Society or a separate group.
Maine Audubon is a separate group, just Maine-based. The national, it's very confusing, but the National Audubon Society is has similar goals, but is a separate organization.
I'd like, you said, you know, you were, you, yeah, you know, I don't want you to contradict yourself, but you said you're into sustainability, environment, energy, but I'd like to see the report on the bird strikes with the turbines.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, birds are getting it from all sides. And we advocate ways to minimize risks from renewable energy, whatever that may be. We work to reduce risks from all threats to birds, including building glass. As Representative Warren said, in Maine, we believe at least or so a million birds are killed in building strikes. With the 250 so turbines we have, we think that's around 1,000 birds are injured. So both of those numbers are too high, we think. But we want to reduce all of them. And this is a problem on a scale many thousands of times greater than turbines at this point. But they're all worth consideration.
Right. There's a lot more buildings.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's a lot more buildings and turbines at this point, too. So, exactly. But yeah, but just like I know there was a report and it was not recently released down in New Jersey, something about it. I'd have to go back and look at it, but it was talking about bird strikes between that and the airports.
Yep. Happy to get that over to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Lund? Seeing none. Thank you very much for coming in. Will you be available for the work session?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to testify in favor of LD 670?
Senator Nangle, members of the Joint Standing Committee on State and Local Government. I'm Anya Trundy from the Department of Administrative and Financial Services. I'm providing testimony today that the Bureau of General Services is amenable to developing guidance and best practices in public improvement projects to minimize bird strikes on buildings with a request for the following changes to the bill. First, developing this guidance in coordination with the large group of stakeholders outlined in the bill within existing staffing resources will require time. A more realistic date for completion of this work would be the second half of 2024. Second, the bill calls for BGS to develop a tracking system, which would place an additional administrative burden on project managers who already have heavy workloads. We question the practical purpose of a tracking system specifically and suggest that alternatively, a biannual report to this committee would satisfy the same objective and be less onerous. Finally, we'd like the opportunity to work with the committee analyst and sponsor to refine some of the bill's language to more precisely reflect the bill's intent and eliminate confusion. None of these proposed changes would be substantive in nature. Thank you for this opportunity to testify. I am happy to answer any questions.